Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome, folks, to this edition of the Hagman Report. Today is Wednesday, July 5th, 2023, the day after Independence Day. Yeah, it was the 4th of July, but it was Independence Day. How independent do you feel as Americans? And those non-Americans watching this program, how independent do you think we should feel, perhaps even in your own country, looking on America as the last bastion of freedom? You know, I just want to say something right now. Everything is in play. Everything is at stake right now. Of course, as we look at things, the right, the left, the conservatives, the liberals, the average person on the street are hanging their hat on the 2024 election coming up. And I'm going to give you three scenarios that I believe are relevant to the 2023 or 2024 election here momentarily. But what I want to say too is what we are witnessing, I believe, is that the administrative state, the deep state, they recognize that people are waking up. They recognize that we are becoming or plan to become ungovernable. And that's what exactly what we need to do. We, as conservative Christian capitalists, as people in America who care about the future of our country, need to become ungovernable. You know, you can support President Trump, but your support of Trump after two indictments, he's gaining momentum. It's proof. This is not an endorsement. This is just proof that America has had enough. The average American has had enough. Okay, when you take a guy like President Trump, who's flawed like everyone else, and you put him through two impeachments, two indictments so far, and counting, and see his poll numbers go up, that should tell you something. It should smack you right between the eyes. Like him, don't like him, I don't care. That's not the issue. The issue is Americans have had enough. I've had enough. Global trade, big pharma, the military-industrial complex, the pharmaceutical military-industrial complex, the congressional military-industrial complex, Linda Graham, okay, never met a war he didn't like, the Ukrainian false flags, abundance of false flags, the proxy war against Russia, the U.S. cozying up to China while China and Russia hook up together. Folks, understand what's going on. This is a fight, an epic fight of a global fight. The mainstream, the lame stream media, the World Economic Forum, all of these. And not to mention even our foreign adversaries that we know about. They are all panicking, by the way, over a possible Donald Trump victory in 2024. Again, it doesn't matter if you like the guy or don't like the guy or think they're irrelevant. It doesn't matter. See, here's one of the things that I have to say. I always say this. It really doesn't matter what you believe. It matters what they believe. When you talk with someone, okay, for example, Randy Taylor is going to be joining me here shortly, and you're going to like this because I've got a special surprise for you. But when you're interviewing suspects or subjects or witnesses or whatever the case might be, the perspective is not your perspective, although that does come into play. It's their perspective. It's what they believe, okay? And that's the case here. It's that what you believe is irrelevant to these morons, these maggots that are trying to destroy the West, take your future, steal your home, steal your land, steal everything you own. Right now, we are in the middle of a collapse. This is our 1776. This is our revolution. Own it. This is our chance to serve our country and save this great nation. And if you're not doing something about it, then you're not doing anything for the future of this great nation. I've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking about, among other things, the porous southern border, what Potato Head Joe, his handlers, more appropriately, are doing down there that's pushing 200 and 300 Chinese national fighting men of fighting age through the border per day, the rape camps down there. We have assets down there, and I'll be telling you about that, that are involved in saving people. I'm telling you right now, Craig Sawyer, heavily involved in that. His organization, Vets for Child Rescue, saving children, saving women, saving them from rape, from servitude here in this country. We're going to be talking about Ukraine. We're going to be talking about the French riots. We're going to be talking about the Netherlands, what's going on over there. We're going to be talking about the presidential election. Yes, because why? Because there is an obvious thing that's taking place right now that I want people to know about that goes into the three scenarios I'm going to give you just momentarily. But we're going to be talking in general about the globalist takeover. The fight right now, yes, it's local, but the general fight is global. We're going to be talking about some additional virus COVID information going back in time just a tad and touching on that just a little bit, because this will answer some questions, I believe, that that we've had over the last several weeks. When I say we've had, people have come to me and said, well, why this, why that? And I think this explains it well. And, of course, my friend Alex Jones has done a great job on that. And his people such as, and I'm just saying, John or Greg Reese in particular, John Bond, and others. Okay. So there's that. Next Monday, Joel Gilbert will be coming on. This is important because he wrote a book last year, and this goes into the three scenarios. He wrote a book last year, Michelle 2024. Okay. He also produced a documentary, Joel Gilbert. I'm telling you, he's a fantastic investigator. I'm going to just say something about Michelle Obama. Look, we are fighting a fight. And as bad as I wanted to believe that Michelle Obama was a tranny, as much as I wanted to believe that, I'm going to tell you straight up, flat out, the evidence points to no. Now, I'm going to tell you, okay, look, we have to go with where the evidence takes us. We cannot, and as much as I want to believe that, I'm telling you, after speaking, grilling Joel Gilbert, and then going through the actual research documents, going back into her childhood, no. Now, she's a lot of things, but she's not a tranny. Okay, why did I say that? Because we are given information, I believe, information that makes us look stupid, and we lose some people. She's a communist, absolutely communist. One of her children was born not by Barack Obama, not by his seed, but by Michael Nesbitt. We're going to be talking about that next week. Why am I talking about that right now? Why did I show you this book? This book is part of the research that I went over, that I saw. I asked Joel Gilbert to send to me because he did the legwork, the investigative work. And I have to tell you, the information I've got just blew my mind. So let me go to the three scenarios for this election coming up in 2024 presidential election. Scenario number one, Biden. We're not going to have an election. Okay, simple as that. We won't make it to 2024. And if we do, they're going to hang on to Biden. But there's evidence to show that they're trying to get rid of Biden. But if they have to, they're going to hang on to him, as opposed to losing the executive branch. Scenario number two, some way, somehow, some manner, they are going to get rid of Biden. There's evidence to point to that right now. And we're going to be talking about the cocaine in the White House, the latest scandal. You see, it's these little nips at your heels as opposed to the big elephant in the room. It's a little doggy nips at your heels as opposed to the big elephant in the room. The big elephant in the room is the criminal, the communist criminal personal enrichment of the Biden crime family. But no, that's not how they're going to take him down, because they got to spare him of that. It's going to be something smaller than that. Gavin Newsom, and the would somehow be installed, take Biden out, maybe, oh, I don't know, for a half a second, allow Cackles Harris to be put in that office, you know, just as a historical bookmark, the first black female president, right? And somehow have Gavin Newsom work up to the level of president. And the third scenario would be Michelle Obama in the 2024 election. So three scenarios. Number one, no election, and riding with Biden, basically. Okay, what's left of him. And what I'm saying there is his handler. Scenario two, Gavin Newsom, and take Biden now through a bunch of little scandals or some other means. And scenario three would be Michelle Obama. You think that Donald Trump, they're going to allow Donald Trump to go in? Well, how'd that work out in 2022 with the midterms? That's all I'm saying. All right. That opens, that's my opening statement. And with that, I want to introduce in studio, because we have worked, you notice there wasn't a show on Monday. Why? Because we were out by the pool? No. We were working tirelessly. In studio with me is Randy Taylor. Randy, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you, sir? Well, tired. I'm tired, but...
Tired.
Yeah. But we're here, brother. Doing it to it.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, if we're not doing something, if it's up to us. I mean, if it's to be, it's up to me. We've been saying that really for the last 3-4 days as we work together.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I used to have that on my desk.
Yes.
It's to be, it's up to me. And also to remind people that when it comes to God, his part we cannot do, and our part he will not do.
Amen to that. Yeah, I've enjoyed the couple of, or the, I don't know, three, however many days we've been together. They all run together because it's one, it seems like it's, we don't sleep. I don't know. Or when we do sleep, it's in short spurts. But we've been very busy in coordinating our efforts. Folks, we are doing things. This is more than a show. And Randy Taylor is here to... believe me, this guy goes all over the globe, and he came from another country directly here to the studio to be part of the plans. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I appreciate that,
and to be able to just discuss what we can't do, discuss on the phone or by email or text.
That's right.
That's just, you know, we know we're being monitored and watched. And every now and then, we just have to get together in person and get away from the electronics, and we sit down and talk.
And about that, you've been told personally your phone is tapped.
Yes, my phone
is tapped. I've been told my phone is tapped. Yep. Yep. Okay. So, I mean, wow, am I surprised? Heck no.
No.
Everyone is being monitored, but the fact of the matter is...
We are in a police state, folks. Yes. You, do not think for 1 second... that you are experiencing freedom. We gave up our last little bastion of freedom there with the Patriot Act after 9/11, which was obviously an inside job, and that was used to facilitate. Every time, it's as we talked about, that where they create an emergency.
Yes.
So that the people will look to the government for help.
Yes.
And that's when you start giving away your liberties, giving away your freedoms for security. Benjamin Franklin warned us about that.
Yes.
And the more we look at it and the more we talk, it's amazing that those men, and this is why I say that this country is a gift from God, those men had the wisdom and the foresight when they sat down and drew up those documents to know what we would be facing today. And that was 200 and some odd years ago.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's, yeah. That tells me that that was God-inspired.
Well, I mean, we celebrated our 247th birthday yesterday.
I loved it.
Okay. And when I say that, celebrated, I guess we did. 247 years. When you look at empires, when you look at countries that are set up, that's old. You know, so our forefathers knew exactly what they were doing when they wrote the Constitution.
Yes, they did. That to me is God inspired.
Amen. All right. I'm going to get into a couple of things. I was, while we were on the road, yes, we were on the road. Can you believe that? We had the top down. That's why I look a little brown. Okay.
You sported a rather nice tan.
I got to tell you something. Well, you know, I can go out and 15 minutes later, I feel like a French fry. But, anyway, let's go to folks. And by the way, again, I ask you, please subscribe to Rumble and or Brighteon. Please give and follow. The second thing is subscribe to our channel, our feed, on either platform, Rumble or Brighteon. That's the video. The audio, of course, pick a platform. We're all there except on one, which we've been banned. More banning is coming. And I was told that directly that we're going to be banned off a couple of other platforms here within the next couple of weeks.
The analytics folks, what we see at the back end and what Eric sees at the back end is very, very important.
Yes.
Especially as we look forward, we're going to be looking towards some new advertisers, corporate sponsors, things like that. Those numbers are very important. Please sign up, show that we're there. The size of the audience plays a role, and folks, you folks are very important to what we're doing, I want you to know that, and we thank you.
Absolutely,
we thank you. We love you. We don't do this just for something to do. We do this because we believe in God. We believe in our country. We believe in our fellow patriots and Christians, and we believe that there's a way out of this mess. It's going to be some hard work. It's going to be dangerous. It's already getting dangerous. They're all over us. But you know what? We're not going to stop. Why are we sick? We're being proactive. we're the preaching to the choir got to a point where, like, and about a month ago, you notice a change in the program.
Yep.
That's for a reason. And we want you to know that we're going to battle.
And
it's that simple.
Yeah. Understand that. Proactive is the name of the game. Because I'm not going to die in my bed, okay? Well, maybe. But the terms of my death are up to God. But
we're not turning this mess over to our children and our grandchildren. It's not happening. I feel bad that we allowed this to happen on our shift.
Yes.
And I'll be honest, I'll be damned if we don't correct it.
Well, people that we've spoken with over the last few days, they've looked at us and said, yeah, you guys are serious.
Yeah. And we have a point, and the way we're going about it, they know we're serious, and they're also supporting. They're saying, you know what? This sounds like a really viable several plans. This isn't just one plan, folks. There are several things in motion. Yep. There are several things that are going to be in motion. They will not appear in print. They will not appear outside of this gentleman and I talking, but they're in play. And anything can be put in play.
Yes, thank you.
That's where we're at.
Exactly. Now, I want to kind of give you a taste of, like, where we're at, I suppose. I cannot recall, to be honest with you, if I flipped these two clips. But if you go to HagmanPI.com and you open up today's show episode, all of the everything that we use today is in the show episode description. Only at Hagman PI, not on Rumble, not on Brilliant, only at Hagman PI. That's where to go. And you can also watch it by way of Hagman PI and listen to it as well, HagmanPI.com. This is video 4. Now, Alex Jones did a show on Monday. This was the 3rd, of course, of July. And it was a good show. Again, I'm not sure if I have these clips backwards, but both some relate to each other in a manner that when I heard it, it resonated with me. I made a phone call later that day, and you're going to be seeing some obvious changes. But let's go to clip number 1 of video number 4 in the show notes. And watch and listen to Alex Jones. This is about a minute and 45. Here it is.
Be honest with you. That's my superpower. I don't know how I continue to do a show in a world this dangerous and insane and just act like everything's normal and just be a commentator, a spectator on the destruction of civilization. And I'm not criticizing myself or you or anybody else. I'm saying maybe we should do a whole show on this because my process, I know, is your process. We're all similar. How do you handle a psychotic ruling class trying to destroy civilization and even going against their own human interest and just doing insane, dangerous things everywhere? And they've got it set up where the public's so dumbed down that even if you wiped out the top couple hundred globalists, they've got 10 deep minions ready to take over, and some of them are worse. Well, you pull out of the system, you build your own thing, you get close to God. I mean, I know that, but there is just a real frustration here. I mean, you understand, all over the world, they're announcing plans, and they're doing it from Ireland to all over Africa. They're telling people you can't grow your crops. Your crops are bad. They're not even using fertilizer from nitrogen, which is good. I mean, that's so criminal. It's so obvious. It's so ridiculous. But it's like saying two men can have a baby and we're going to cut an 8-year-old's penis off because he got confused by the school. I mean, it's already a 10 out of 10. It's already maximum crazy town.
So what he said there at the beginning to me was important. It resonated with me, Randy Taylor, with me in studio, special treat. What he said to me was really resonated. How do you sit behind a microphone and talk about this and not engage the enemy?
Well, we decided that's not going to happen.
Exactly.
Plain and simple, folks. We have put ourselves on a war footing. I'll say that, and those that are listening, take it however you want. The folks that know us, it's going to get serious. We'll tell you what we can tell you. There's going to be certain things we cannot tell you. There's certain things we will not tell you. We're done.
Okay, yeah. We're done talking about the problems.
We're gonna keep you up to speed. Right now, there's a news blackout around the world.
Yes,
folks, and I need you to, you know, we had a great 4th of July yesterday. Everything's great there and all that. Then you got to get right back to work, and we worked yesterday. And what we were looking at and really alarmed us. And Doug, I know you were alarmed, but
yep.
For instance, just the Dutch farmer situation.
Ugh.
We tried to pull info on this. And the best thing we were getting were, things from 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago,
right.
A month ago, 2 months ago. And then all of a sudden it just went black.
Yep.
And what we have found through back channels is they have been seizing these farms.
Yes.
Seizing them because they claim that they're too high in CO2 emissions and they're causing a problem on the planet.
And nitrogen. Yep.
Exactly. Yep. And what they're doing is, gee, what a surprise. multifamily housing because they intend to inundate with immigrants. They're already inundated with immigrants, but they intend to add to that. Exactly. Just like they're doing in the United States, just like they're doing in Canada, just like they're doing around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a serious problem. And we know people in different departments, and trust me, not everybody's bad in the government. We have friends in the government. We know what's going on in portions of the government, okay? So don't sit there. You can tell your story all you want on CNN. We know when you're lying. And we intend to inform our listeners, and we're really going to be focusing on bringing news out of these black holes around the world and having them on HagmanPI.com, and you're going to see information that mainstream media is not telling you.
And the Hagman Report as well, obviously.
Absolutely.
Like you said.
We are going to, this is just one of the efforts where we're really going super proactive. Okay, listen, we got, Duncan and I are, we're not spring chickens, okay?
I think we proved that over the last couple of days.
Our wives were laughing. They're like, oh, look at these two, you know? And
you come in, we come in and look like, cat threw up.
Okay? Yeah, and we go to a restaurant and they automatically whip out the senior menu, you know?
Well, I'm sleek and slim.
Well, I went from the kids menu straight to the senior menu, so kind of a vicious transition there. But what happened is we really were talking about this about a month ago, and this was at a distance, okay? And so I made plans to come to the studio and meet with Doug, spend some time here this week. And when I come into town with Doug, it's serious. If I'm here and off the road, in from other countries, trust me, a lot of times you see me on the Hagman Report. I'm nowhere near the Hagman Report. I'm somewhere else. I could be on a Holiday Inn sitting somewhere. But first and foremost is getting the news and the discussion to you. When I say the discussion, you know we're building a patriot list, okay? And that's serious business.
And when you say patriot list, I don't want people to think that we're creating a list just to have a list.
No. Actually, what we're doing is our goal, one of our goals, we have many goals here, one of our goals is to get patriots together. Because what we were seeing in emails and with contacts and even talking with people, gee, do you know anybody in Scranton?
Yep.
You know, do you know anybody in Baltimore? And this is what we're getting, because people are afraid. And I'm not mocking anyone.
As well, they should be.
Absolutely.
To the extent, I mean, realize God's got you covered, but
yes.
But the fear is real.
A healthy fear.
Yeah, a healthy fear.
Let's say a healthy fear, because you know God's in charge. God will protect you.
Yeah.
We also have to deal with the devil and mankind.
Yep.
And that's plain and simple, people. The Lord will put that shield of armor around you, but you got to be smart about how you wear it. And once again, His part we cannot do, our part He will not do, okay? But we're noticing that people are afraid. People also don't know how to reach out. And the government's done this to you. Don't blame yourself. Blame the people that designed this. They have designed the destruction of mankind. And this didn't happen last year. This didn't happen in the 2000s. This didn't happen in the 90s. This has been going on, we know for sure, since World War II.
You know, realistically, would you
say, Doug?
Yes, yes.
From what we've seen, and we can actually validate.
Yeah, yeah. And that brings me to this. This is not in the show notes, but Robert Kinney III on July 3rd, an American thinker wrote this article. I'm just going to cite some things here because this goes nicely to what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I wasn't even going to do this until you brought that up. He writes this. Some might have heard the phrase, men could not live with one another if there were not mutual confidence that they were being truthful to one another. And that phrase, or the phrase, could be interpreted to imply that division, Okay, the chaos, suffering, and potential death are the result of lying and use of misleading information, hoaxes, and other anti-truth actions. Boy, are we getting hit by that.
Yes.
And people are trying to find the outlet that, you know, or outlets that have the real truth. Not, and again, that goes back to Michelle Obama. Man, I wanted to believe that she was really a transvestite. Okay. And you might say, why would you want to believe that? Because it would affirm how sick these people really are. But really, you don't even need to go there because she's a communist through and through. And there are other things that are more important anyway. But he writes, the phrase should be applicable to all spheres of influence or relationships. For example, husband and wife would have significant difficulties if one of the founding principles of their marriage was that they could lie to one another throughout history. Many husbands and wives have experienced severe psychological harm as a result of the other's dishonesty. Okay. Now, the next paragraph is important. Another example is from psychology. Psychologists suggest severe harm can result from anti-truth method, which is informally known as gaslighting. Gaslighting, or continuously and deliberately communicating false information to another, causes the other suffering. And I'm telling you right now, we are seeing gaslighting, okay, in if not blackout, then we're being gaslit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, we have to really understand. And this article, he gets into other like Stasi techniques, mm-hmm, and such. But I'll put it up in the show notes. Go ahead and read it. The point, though, of those examples of anti-truth actions, they cause harm, that men cannot live with one another in those situations. And I'm telling you right now, that's exactly right. Now, I'll finish with this on this point. Take a real example from the U.S. federal law, which is applicable. The federal law prohibits propagating hoaxes and false information, but exempts the FBI now, intelligence community, local police from such a law. A separate U.S. government document and other laws clearly explains such wording in the law is a law enforcement exemption, and the Department of Justice uses nearly identical language. So, in other words, what they're saying is the government can, and of course they do, lie to you,
mm-hmm,
and it's perfectly legal for them to do so. And by lying to you, they can also prosecute you based on their own lies.
Yep. And the unfortunate thing here is they determine how true what you say is.
Exactly.
When they're not, they're the liars. They're manipulating information, absolutely manipulating information. So that's why you have to be careful when information comes out, because they know you're starved for it, right, and you'll grab it. But you really need to pay attention to what they're saying. You need to vet it. You need to dig in. And that's what we do. We don't just grab it and play it to you. We have to look into this stuff because the government is feeding bad information out there,
oh, yeah,
just as much as we're trying to give good information. And they've been doing it, come on, they've been doing it through the media, through the newspapers for years. This isn't something new. Like you said, this goes back to after World War II. When the UN was formed, as far as I'm concerned, is when the globalists went into action. And so many Nazis disappeared after the war, just disappeared. And I believe were relocated by the U.S. for later use.
Yep.
I honestly believe that. That explains your Claude Schwab.
You have Fourth Reich.
Yes.
Like you said,
yes,
before.
Yes. Yeah, we can call it globalist, we can call it anything you want, but at the end of the day, because you notice they're even using words like the Fourth Industrial Revolution.
Oh, yes.
But you notice how they slid that four in there.
Yep.
And anybody picks up on that right away. I say the Fourth Reich, especially amazingly, because the people that are orchestrating and planning the demise of the world publicly are located in Germany. Don't tell me, and Ukraine. Everywhere where there was a Nazi concentration, look at South America. You know, we know that several fled to Argentina. Look what happened down there. Ladies and gentlemen, we are still dealing with Nazis. I don't care what anybody says. They're still in this.
And Russia, they're fighting the Nazis in Ukraine.
Yes.
And the people with the virtuous Ukrainian flags in their Twitter feed, profile or whatever, they don't understand the Nazis. I mean, these are true Nazis.
Yes, hardliners. These aren't just guys on a Saturday night in a basement with a Nazi flag and drinking beer.
No.
These are people that are trying to redesign the world. You're looking at, they're trying to create, they're actually playing with race. They're also cultivating, it's a culture of death. Everywhere you turn around is death.
Yep.
Canada is somehow in love with death. I mean, they're up there offering through this MAID program. Folks, look this up. MAID. Okay. Look it up, okay? If you're in poverty and you feel hopeless, say your rent is going to go up to $2,000 a month, you're getting a $1,200 a month check on disability from the government, and you feel hopeless, they will assist you in suicide.
How nice of them.
This is no joke. This is serious. They are in love with death. They are giving dope to junkies. They're creating safe places, Doug, so that these people don't have to shoot dope in an alley or somewhere else.
Right.
Actually, buildings where they can go and shoot the dope, and there's medical staff paid for with Canadian tax dollars there to assist anybody that might OD. This is crazy. And veterans that feel hopeless and that have PTSD, that defended Canada, they're offering suicide to them. This infatuation with death is satanic.
Oh, you got that
right. This is satanic in nature. They're doing everything they can to dwindle away at it and make the world's population go away. Homosexuality.
Yep.
You don't reproduce from being a homosexual.
Nope.
Abortion. Abortion shouldn't even be an issue at this point because they have what they call the morning after pill. Literally, you can stop it before it even starts.
Well, they give those out during gap.
Bingo. Okay. Bingo. So that's even a non-issue. And bear in mind, the Democrats are going to come hard with that issue next election year if we actually have an election. But they're going to come in hard with that.
Right.
That's going to be one of their charging cries. And anybody that has half a brain should realize and be able to put that argument down and don't even let it influence your thinking, because it's a moot point.
Right.
Abortion is a moot point now.
And you know, people have really bastardized what happened with Roe v. Wade.
The SCOTUS
merely gave it back to the states. Okay. As it should have been anyway. Mm-hmm. It's not a constitutional right, by the way, but anyway, that's, yeah. So it's a culture of death that we're seeing.
Yes. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
You know, life is a precious thing. God gave us life. And to over poverty, why aren't you helping these people? Why is the Canadian government willing to assist you in dying, but isn't willing to make sure that you have housing? They're willing to house every immigrant that walks in the door.
Yep.
You know, and this is ridiculous. Your rights are being trampled. You're paying taxes. Folks in Canada are paying over 50% in various of their income goes out in various taxes. Wildfires. Let's talk about the wildfires.
All right. Yeah,
we're off topic here.
That's fine.
I got to get this shot in, though.
Okay, go for it.
Why is it that we have all these wildfires across Canada, but we're not experiencing this in the United States? I came to this beautiful place here, this studio, under a cloud of smoke from Canada.
Wasn't that pleasant? You go ahead and take a deep breath of formaldehyde and benzene.
Bingo. And folks, explain why. Explain how this is happening in Canada. And here's Justin Trudeau coming at the people with another carbon tax because of wildfires,
right,
specifically. And then he wants to charge sales tax on top of the carbon tax.
Right.
And there's already a carbon tax in place. Those poor folks up there are going to be paying the equivalent of $8 for a gallon of gasoline when this is done. They sell it by the liter in Canada.
Right.
But it's going to be, you're going to be paying an equivalent, I kid you not, of about $8 a gallon when he's done with them. This is nuts.
And that, of course, raises everything else. The food, the cost of food.
It's proportionate.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. All right. Yep. Now, I want to play clip number two from video four. This is the second part. This was actually from the third.
Yes.
Alex Jones. This is a minute 50. Listen to what he says, because this kind of goes to what we're doing, in a sense.
And feel with him. Get with him. Feel it, because he's frustrated. He's angry. Doug and I, we're frustrated, angry. We've been frustrated and angry, but we started doing something about it a little bit back. Now, we didn't necessarily run on the air and tell anybody, but some of the things, like I said, we can tell you. Some things we can't.
Well, remember what he said, too. The first clip, he said, you know, you could, there's Klaus Schwab, but something effective, you know, if he left or if he's gone, there's 10 more underneath
absolutely
or behind him.
These okay are what we call face men.
Right.
That's it. They're just a face.
And that's what you and I are dealing with right now. We can't talk about it. But see. Yep.
The party's on, people.
The party's on. It.
We're on a war footing. And you're going to know it. You're going to know it.
And look, the world is going to know it. But I'll tell you something, okay? And that's not a statement of, you know, what the, you know, muscles.
Yeah, we're not talking necessarily for the people that are listening that want to bring about the demise of the Hackman Report. We're not citing violence at all.
No.
We never said the word. Never, and you know, if you put a tag on it like that, shame on you.
Yeah, what are you thinking?
Come on, we're two civilized men.
That's right. Plus, we're old and confused.
But you made the mistake of pissing us off. So,
there you go. Let's go to clip number two, minute about a minute 50. Here it is.
You, all this talk of you're going to shoot the UN troops. Our military's under UN command. The UN's setting up the treaties to be in charge of your health care in the hospital. They don't march around in blue helmets. They're already in control. They run the border patrol. They run everything. Just keep pretending, everybody, that we aren't overrun. Only admitting we're overrun is going to stop this. But I've looked at the numbers, and there's so much incompetence even by the robots and their supply chain that even if they do an A-plus attack, there'll be tens of millions of Americans that survive. And I just want you to know that you need to be getting lists of where the globalists are now and their armored fortresses, because we will beat them in the end. Obviously, I won't be here. Most of us won't be here to do it. But just some of you listening now, and some of you will be able to tell people now, we will get them in the end. That's what matters. But see, I'm having to now extrapolate out. That's why I keep telling you, I've told you months ago, I took off time to say what the future is and what's the next thing to come. Because I'm not just here to go, oh, look, I was right about this. I was right about that. Oh, look, I told you this, that came true. And just, oh, look, Alex Jones. All this, none of this means anything. I'm sitting there going, do I really tell people what I think is going to happen next, what I know? Because that's where I am right now. You have a psychotic, compartmentalized government that, with dose ranging, sent out placebos to leftist areas, but still dosed 5-10% with poison to kill a few so it wouldn't be too obvious, and then hit conservative, populist, Christian areas with poison shots that maimed and killed millions.
All right. What he said there, there was a warning in there. And I think you and I are on the same page as that warning. We'll just put a period right there, because I think that speaks for itself. Right? I mean,
yes.
Okay. All right.
He said a mouthful.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, if we can, here's what I'd like to do. He mentioned in their dosing. The question, just a brief change of topic into the injecticide, into the killing of people. The questions that we've been getting, you know, if so-and-so, if you got the injection, why aren't you sick? Why aren't all the people dying? Well, of course, that would raise questions. Now, folks, I know many of you know this already. Please, I know that. And if you do, God bless you and congratulations. But there are some people in there, believe it or not, to those who know that don't know. So let's play. This is video number 5 in the show notes. We're going to start this at the 2-minute, 5-second mark. And frankly, I didn't put an ending point on that. I'm not sure. We'll see what happens. Go ahead. And this will be video 5 in the show notes and for today's program. Go ahead. Oh, it's loading. There it is.
Are not. A paper by Schmeling and colleagues from Denmark has clearly shown that the batches of vaccines that come out, the lots.
This is right from the start to the 2-minute, 5-second mark. My apologies. Go ahead.
A paper by Schmeling and colleagues from Denmark has clearly shown that the batches of vaccines that come out, the lots groupings, are not the same. They had all the Pfizer data administered in Denmark, and they had every side effect. They found 3 risk groups of batches. The first batch, which was about a third of people who got the vaccine, 0 side effects, nothing whatsoever. It's like taking a shot of saline, nothing. The second group, which is about 2/3, had some moderate side effects, but the rate of serious side effects was pretty low. Then there's a third group, which is 4.2% of everybody who of the vials, their side effect rate was through the roof. When they did what's called an R-squared analysis, that is how much of the variation in side effects is explained by this batch-to-batch variability, the answer was 75% plus.
Like, let's put this article up here and just show them some of the graphs out of European countries. It's all here. It's a huge report. Here it is on screen. This is just them, this watchdog group of prestigious scientists and university professors looking at just Pfizer batches they got. Same thing with Moderna, same thing with all the others. Pfizer vaccine batches in the EU were placebo, says scientists. And then it goes on to say the others were not. And then they have the graph here, we'll put on screen, of the 3 indicators in 3 different colors. Look at the people that got the saline. That's in yellow. No adverse responses. 0. 0. This is in a sampling group of 800,000. Okay, this is just one country. And I'll go to it. It's Denmark, Sweden. They looked at them all. And it's all the same graph everywhere. So no one gets sick from saline. And then look at the people that got the moderate death dose. It still gets them, but it takes longer, and it's much lower. Now, look what happened right away within just a few days. If you got the big daddy, you're dead in a week.
All right. Just the reason I wanted to play that is because the next clip, we're going to go right to the next clip. This is Greg Reese, and the title is COVID Lies Exposed, Evidence Proves Survivors of EU Pfizer Jab Took Placebos. This explains very briefly the evil nature of what we're dealing with, why people have survived, and what this also gives insight into the overall agenda. This is about 3 minutes and 15 seconds long. Do watch this. It really is telling. And again, you've probably known about this, but to those who ask the questions, hear your answers. And lastly, this has everything to do with the next 24 months or however long between now and the next election and immediately afterwards. Go ahead.
Ex-head of respiratory research at Pfizer, Mike Yeadon, and researchers including Craig Partycooper have sourced VAERS data on vaccine death and injury in the U.S., a database of over 700,000 adverse reactions caused by the Moderna, Pfizer, and Janssen vaccines. These vaccines have been deployed in different batches, officially referred to as lots. This has allowed Yeadon's team to back engineer Big Pharma's COVID-19 vaccine deployment agenda in the U.S. All their information is published at howbadismybatch.com and howbad.info. And what we learn is quite telling. About 0.5% of all the different batches are highly toxic, resulting in hospitalization, disability, and death within days or weeks of injection. Other batches cause minimal adverse reactions, and most appear to be harmless placebos. When plotting on a timeline, we can see that these three companies have been working together to quietly monitor the lethal effectiveness of specific deadly batches. While one company is deploying a lethal batch, the other two deploy harmless ones, creating the scientific environment to perform dose range finding, or the maximum tolerated dose for each specific batch. The timeline shows that each lethal batch deployment is preceded and followed by a quiet period, allowing them time to establish their baseline before the next deadly batch is deployed. Private leaked documents from the CDC show a list of expiry dates, and only certain lots are included, the very same lots found to be highly toxic in Parda Cooper's database. Which makes sense. There would be no reason to list expiration dates for saline placebo. Only the deadly ones. This mode of deployment allows governments the ability to direct deadly batches into specific populations, such as red states. Analysis of the number of dying per 100,000 vaccinated in 50 states shows us that the overwhelming majority of vaccine deaths are happening in red states. Some red states are experiencing 11 times more vaccine deaths than other states. On average, red states are experiencing twice the amount of vaccine death and injuries than blue states. After ruling out other possibilities, Parda Cooper concluded that this can only be due to the fact that red states received at least twice as much of the lethal batches than blue states did. Among several other crimes, they are tipping the scales of the democratic process by killing people who voted against the New World Order's woke, build back better, great reset, while at the same time endlessly flooding the borders with unvaccinated foreigners. And it's happening right now. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
One of the best Greg Reese, in my view, videos. Now, Randy Taylor, you spoke about the Nazis. You spoke about the agenda, the UN / New World Order agenda. Folks, let me say this. You know what else this did? And I saw this firsthand. It split the doctors. In fact, doctors would get their hands on a batch of the jab juice. They'd analyze it and say, well, this compound's not in this batch. So, you know, Dr. So-and-so, you must be wrong. You must be looking at contaminants of some kind. Another doctor would analyze another batch and say, well, we didn't find graphene oxide or whatever. We didn't find this in there. So it caused division among the patriots attempting to get to the bottom of this. So that was a brilliant move on the evil, brilliant move on the part of the doctors. So it caused division, and it caused questioning of our own sources.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that people have to know about. I think it's really important, because why didn't my sister-in-law get sick? She took it. Well, there you go. Okay. Well, she's not sick now, but in it versus someone who took the jab and died right away.
Mm-hmm. And people were discussing amongst themselves, did you do Pfizer? Did you get Moderna? Because they were all these shots, these death jabs were all different, according to manufacturer. So that right there opens up endless possibilities of death and destruction. This entire thing was, and the people that got shots, some of them haven't even felt the effects yet.
Exactly.
But it's in their body.
Yep.
It's there. And I'm looking forward to, I had little bits and pieces and blurbs that they're coming out with, some doctors have gotten together and they're coming out with something that possibly can help reverse what's happened.
Yep. To mitigate the effects of that.
Absolutely, and I encourage that. I think it's fantastic. But I'll tell you right now, These rat bastards try to kill us.
And you know, you said something earlier, and we're going to close out this episode by going to, let me see here. It would be, because we never, okay, page three. This would be page three. The UN is planning to seize global emergency powers with Biden's support. Now, people might say, okay, come on, we've heard this for friggin' ever, right? Justin Haskins wrote, I believe this was on the Federalist, or I'm pretty sure that's what it was, yesterday, July 4th. A proposal that might be the biggest attempt at power grab in the history of the United Nations, if approved, the U.S. as we know it would, not could, he wrote could, I'm saying would, cease to exist. Briefly, in September 2024, less than 2 months before, now remember, we started out the program by talking about the election. Mm-hmm. We're going to have one. Mm-hmm. Okay, so 2 months before the next U.S. election, the U.S. or the United Nations, they're going to host a landmark summit of the future where member nations will adopt a pact for the future. The agreement will solidify numerous policy reforms offered by the U.N. over the past 2 years as part of its sweeping Our Common Agenda platform. Now remember, these are the same goons that are shutting down farms, that are doing all this stuff, that are facilitating and bringing in the migrants, or not migrants, but the illegals into the U.S. and elsewhere. Mm-hmm. These are the people that are behind France, the French riots. These are the people that are taking down, closing the farms.
And supplying arms in those French riots.
Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly. And the next episode, we got to talk about that too. Because there is some intentional bleed of armaments intended for Ukraine showing up in France.
Mm-hmm.
Go figure. Mm-hmm. How does that work?
Gee, let's fuel that.
Yeah. So we've got about 3 minutes left of the show. And in this 3 minutes, Randy Taylor, I'm going to just give it to you. Only because, just your closing thoughts for today.
Yeah, closing thoughts, folks, is when Doug said the UN is planning to seize global emergency power with Biden's support, that's not a joke. Stop and think about it. They've already turned the medical system and when the virus came out, who do they turn to? The World Health Organization. Okay, so hook, line, and sinker there. Who are they listening to? As far as the plans of the future, WEF, World Economic Forum. We know that those guys are, the face men are Nazis. We're not just speculating. Trace the bloodlines, all right? The World Bank, everything is the world this, world that. This isn't just about the U.S., folks. This is the world.
Yeah.
The U.S. is the only thing that's stopping the whole deal from collapsing today. If the U.S. wasn't here and you people weren't armed, the U.S. people weren't armed, this would already happen. We would already be in 2030. We would already be enslaved in our 15-minute cities with billionaires running the world, and that's it. The middle class is disappearing. I don't know if you looked around. Middle class, Doug, we've seen it every day. Middle class is disappearing. In Canada, I know up there, they've destroyed the middle class. You're done. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, we got a lot to do. And we've sat down this week and we've made some plans. We've already got plans in place. We've already got things going.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for your support. I also am going to ask you to continue to support us. This is very, very important. We're not going to sit here and just jawjack. That's not what we're doing. Party's over.
I like that word.
We're not doing it. When we do that, we're just preaching to the choir. You folks know what's going on out there. You know what's wrong. But nobody was doing anything about it. We've heard all the talking heads. There's your freedom. There's your freedom right here. Okay? It's a nice basket. God gave it to us. And everybody's pulling in different directions. Okay? That's not working. We need to get together. And then Alex Jones is doing his. We're doing ours. And you listen, you start listening, people are going to start following suit. That's why we did it. We want you to look at us as an example, and please start doing the same thing. Get the patriots together. Be a pain in the ass for the government.
Become ungovernable.
Absolutely. Civil disobedience is not a bad thing. All right? And if they want to get out there BLM and Antifa in the streets, by golly, we're going to have to get in the streets with them. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're here, and we're fighting, and we're asking you to hang out with us.
Hang out with us, indeed. All right, folks.
Be part of the team.
Check in with us next episode coming at you. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you for your support.